there's a dua that Prophet ﷺ give. You know, sometimes but then you give dua, you know, people say, Sheikh Saab, please make dua for me. They say, Mufti Saab, please make dua for me. They say that, right? But there's a dua from the mouth of the Prophet ﷺ, blessed dua. And he uses the same word that comes in the Quran. Naddarallahu imran sami'a ma qalati fa hafidhaha aw fa'aha fa addaha kama sami'aha. In different narrations, he says, may Allah make this person's face filled with, you know, filled with freshness, you know, with nur, with attraction. You know, may Allah put this attraction, this freshness on that person's face who hears the word of Allah and His Rasul. So we're all doing that right now. So we're under this dua, all of us, you know, who are having a conversation about Quran and Hadith at a time when the world, where the most viral things on YouTube and Instagram and TikTok and all these things are fitna and batil. There are a certain group of people who are listening to and hearing the words of Allah and His Rasul. This is such a gift from Allah. Wallahi, there's, but then you said this a few days ago, that there's certain goodness in us that Allah has chosen us for this. That's why we're doing this. But the world is stuck. I mean, you do the stupidest thing online and it goes viral and it's complete batil, right? And the videos that are amazing that have talking about Quran and Hadith are the ones who have less. This is how this, but we are the ones, we are among those strangers that are living. Allah, the Prophet is saying, may Allah put freshness on that person's face who has conversations about deen, about Allah and His Rasul. He understands, she understands them, that preserves them, and then makes an act of responsibility to fulfill the responsibility by conveying it to others. So someone who could listen, preserve, and then convey, listen, preserve, and convey in their best of their ability, this person will be enshrouded by this dua of the Prophet throughout their life. And then hopefully when they pass away, when they're in their grave, and on the Day of Judgment when they get up, they'll have that nadara, they'll have that na'ima. Wujuhun yawma'idhin na'ima, that face of, you know, complete ni'mah. You know, a na'ima means a face, when you look in the tafsir of that, na'ima means a face that comes after so much difficulty. What will be your facial expression on that day when you find out that you're freed from cancer if you had cancer? And what will be your facial expression on that day when you went to the hospital for something, a minor, you know, issue in your stomach or something, and the next thing you know, you're diagnosed with cancer? How are you going to react to that? So na'ima is the face of a person who was about to face a big calamity, but then it was removed from him. Mm-hmm. You know, that's the face that we will have. We could have gone to Jahannam, but then Allah is going to say, go to Jannah. Oh, you know, it's going to be like, our facial reaction that day will be, you know, priceless. So that's why if we want to be in that status, then we have to follow this hadith to get to that point.